From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump sternly warned American businesses again Sunday that if they move their operations overseas, they would face a 35% tax if they then try to sell their products back in the United States. In a series of Twitter comments, Trump said he plans to substantially reduce taxes and regulations on businesses. But he said that any company that fires its employees, builds a new factory or plant in another country, and then thinks it will sell its product back into the U.S. without retribution or consequence is wrong. The U.S. has lost 5 million manufacturing jobs since 2000, many to automation and some to overseas locations where company owners are paying workers substantially less than they have been in the United States. U.S. Vice President-elect Mike Pence said Sunday that President-elect Trump's phone conversation with the Taiwanese leader was simply a courtesy call and not necessarily a shift in American policy toward China.
I think I would just say to our counterparts in China that this was a moment of courtesy. The president-elect talked to President Xi 2 weeks ago in the same manner. That was not a discussion about policy, and we're going to be preparing after January 20th to advance now what will be president-elect President Trump's agenda on the world stage, and we'll deal with policy at that time.
No U.S. president or president-elect had spoken to a Taiwan leader since then-President Richard Nixon agreed in 1978 to recognize Beijing's one-China policy. VOA News.